The Rewards, Numbers 31, 22 through 31.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Count the plunder that was taken, both of man and of animal. You and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' households of the congregation, and divide the plunder into two parts, between the men skilled in war, who went out to battle, and all the congregation. Levy a tribute to Yahweh of the men of war who went out to battle, one soul of 500, of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the flocks. Take it from their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for Yahweh's wave offering. Of the children of Israel's half you shall take one drawn out of every 50 of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, of all the livestock, and give them to the Levites who perform the duty of Yahweh's tabernacle." Moses and Eleazar did as Yahweh commanded Moses. There are some very interesting economic facts represented here. First of all, notice that God always gets his part. This part goes to the service of those who maintain the nation's relationship with God. God was to be a conscious part of their lives economically. As we analyze these percentages, we learn even more. First of all, the army got to keep half for themselves. This tells me that the military needs to be paid well. Notice, however, that the military had to pay taxes on it. The taxes were only 0.2%, however. The civilian half was taxed at 2%. God is quite a bit more kind in the taxation area than the governments that we have today. The Bible makes it clear that God is watching, and he will bring his vengeance on bad leadership in the days to come. He will do it, however, not us. When that happens, it is reasonable to expect that those who lived a righteous life will receive the plunder from them. Unlike governments today, God doesn't need our money. He wants our hearts, and where we put our money reveals where our hearts are. Fortunately, the hearts of those in the army were ready to obey God, as we read earlier in this chapter.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.